I do not share the rosy outlook of my friend from Alabama, and I want to pick up on some of the points made by Mr. LaFalce, because after all of the statistics are out there, really what matters is what's going on to the average person. And I know that the average person turns on the television every day and they hear that the economy is booming, but sometimes those average working people have a little difficulty watching the television because they're out working longer hours for lower wages than they used to. And the statistics are pretty clear that between 1973 and 1998, real wages for the average American worker are today lower than used to be the case. Now, in the last few years, we have seen some increases, and we're appreciative of that. But let's not kid ourselves. The average American today is working longer hours for low wages. It is not uncommon for that worker, whether it's in the state of Vermont or New York State or any place else, to have to work two jobs, three jobs. What used to be understood is that one breadwinner in a family, often the man, that was what used to be the case, could go out and work 40 hours a week and bring in enough income to take care of the family. I do not see so many families where one breadwinner working 40 hours a week is earning enough money to take care of the families. What I see are wives out working as well as husbands. I see people working 50, 60 hours a week. I see people working two jobs and three jobs. So let me respectfully disagree with those people who say the economy is booming for all people. Now, is the economy booming for some people? It sure is. The wealthiest people in this country have never had it so good. And even magazines like U.S. News talk about the rich getting richer. We have today in the United States the largest gap between the rich and the poor of any nation in the industrialized world. And let me not just talk about economics, let me talk about morality, if I might, something that we don't always talk about in the banking committee. And we have got to raise the question of whether it is appropriate in our nation under current economic policy that we see a proliferation of millionaires and billionaires, and at the same time throughout this country, the emergency food shelves are overflowing because low-income people don't have enough food to eat, that we continue to have, and we don't talk about this issue, by far the highest rate of childhood poverty in the industrialized world. Scandinavia, many of the European countries, they have basically wiped out childhood poverty, and yet 20% of the kids in this country live in poverty. Is it appropriate, my colleagues, that the wealthiest 1% of the population own more wealth than the bottom 95%?